You're listening to the audio production of A Season with Mom, Love, Loss, and the Ultimate Baseball Adventure by Katie Russell Newland, published by Harper Horizon and read by the author. Peyton Manning's foreword, read by Gabe Wicks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
To those who love the game, to those who have lost a parent, their way, hope, to those on a healing journey looking to find themselves, their purpose, love, to cancer survivors, to dreamers, to moms, especially the mom who loved me, this book is for you.
Forward. Dear reader, congratulations on picking up this book of letters. Personally, I'm a huge fan of letter writing. My mom always encouraged me and my brothers to send thank you notes, handwritten, of course. Over the years, I've written countless letters to children and adults facing illness, injury, or any personal hardship. I've shared words of encouragement and support. To former teammates and opponents, I've sent notes congratulating them on a great career. To those who lost a loved one, I've written to express my sympathy and let them know they are in my prayers. And to family, friends, and fans, I've written to simply say thank you. Once I became a father, I began writing notes to my kids about the memories we were making, even before they were old enough to read them. You might be wondering, why all the letters? Let me tell you why. Letters strengthen relationships. They are personal, often emotional, and can take the tone of congratulations, consolation, or gratitude. Unlike a quick text or email, handwritten letters take more time and effort. They leave a lasting impression on the recipient. Letters have staying power. Think about a time you received a note from someone important in your life. If you're like me, you have a few of those stashed in the back of a drawer for safekeeping. And one more thing I've learned about letters. The act of writing a letter can be as therapeutic for the writer as reading the letter is meaningful to the recipient. Whether we are on the giving or receiving end, letters can help all of us through the changing seasons of our lives. In 2012, when I learned about my friend Katie's cancer diagnosis, I wrote her a letter. We've known each other from our earliest days and grew up as neighbors in New Orleans. I played many hours of football in the yard of her family's home on 7th Street with her brothers and mine. We went to high school together, where we both wore the white and Kelly green of Isidore Newman School and proudly captained our respective athletic teams. On the same Michael Lupin Field where I played high school football, Katie earned MVP awards in soccer and softball. Katie always had a fierce, competitive spirit. So, I knew cancer didn't stand a chance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?